Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's really good to be with you again. Hey, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. I would love to link you up with some of the people that we've hosted on the program. I tell you what, it's just tremendous to bring you some of the great stories that are happening around our region and in other places of the world. Currently, I'm got a little bit of a UK edition, and I'm with Mark Cowling. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. Great to be with you.
Fantastic. A little bit of an accent. We're up in Manchester.
Yeah.
And you're more associated with Bolton.
Yeah.
Which is the borough.
Correct.
One of the, is it 10?
10 boroughs of 10 Greater boroughs Manchester.
Of Greater Manchester. Minister.
Yeah,
But also one of the key leaders in the Passion for Bolton story that's emerged. What? Just explain what that is. It sounds like a festival of some type, but it's more than that, isn't it?
Yeah. It's people who love their town, love their place, and want to see it transformed, see people start well, live well, age well. And we think the church has got a role to play in that, actually. Something that we've been...
That's beautiful, that. Love well. Start well.
Live well.
Live well.
Age well.
Age well. I thought there was love well in there somewhere, but that would be good. We'll put that in.
Yeah.
Start well. Live well. Age well. That's great. And is that something that's collectively owned? Is like this would be a great trajectory for us as the church and the city to partner together. We want everyone in Bolton or a part of Bolton. We've got a passion to see that manifest.
Yeah, it was interesting. Back in 2017, I think, we got together a number of church leaders from the town just for an informal drink together. And we... were led, I think God had his hand on us, because he led us to a civic meeting where we were challenged to play our part to help our town start well, live well, and age well. And you know, it's sometimes really important to hear our civic leaders challenge us. They see the big picture, don't they? And I think as Christians we need to also be people that see the big picture. We follow a big God. And yeah, so we were really challenged by the responsibility for the church to play its part in that with other organizations in our town. We're a town of about 350,000 people.
Because it would be so easy for us just to operate in our world,
right,
in our small portion, and not know that we're, and live out what we're part of. We're part of a bigger narrative here. God's called us to bigger things.
And I think that's something that exists in the church world, but it exists in every walk of life, that actually we get stuck in our silos and it's not good. It's not right. And we have to be intentional about breaking out of them. And there are some things that we've been learning about how to do that.
Mayor of Manchester, Andy Burnham, is known to charge the church with be more ambitious.
Yeah. Great call.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. When he talks about being more ambitious, it's like lift up your vision, lift up your aspirations.
Yeah.
There's greater things upon the church.
Yeah.
And that's not coming from a church background or church paradigm, but seeing the value and the worth and the contribution of the church, you've got more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were really challenged by Andy Burnham, our mayor, who said, you know, the church does some great things, it's laudable, but it's not very strategic, it's not very coordinated, and actually it could be more ambitious. So again, that's a real challenge, isn't it?
And so that's on the back of him having a look at around his city and the landscape of everything the church is doing, contributing, could be a little bit more strategic, a little bit more organized.
Yeah, and he sees this, you know, in all walks of life. You know, he has a view on the private sector, the business, you know, sphere. He sees the education, the universities in our town, and so, you know, he's got some experience to speak from when he says you're not as coordinated as you could be.
Now, you're part of Gather Movement as well, which is, explain Gather Movement. It's across the entire UK,
yeah,
working with towns and cities and villages where the church is working together for cities.
Yeah, we really believe that if we want to see God's kingdom come, that actually there is a role and a blessing by working together. And as we've begun to explore what collaboration looks like, and that is, you know, we describe the six C's of collaboration, you know, from one end to the other. The bad end is we're in conflict and we're not collaborating. The next one is actually, you know, we're in competition with one another.
Right.
Churches can often be like that, can't they? We want to be bigger, we want to attract people. But as you go through that, you go through coexistence. You know, I've trained in the Anglican Church, and we're terrible for that, if we're honest. Right. We're just coexisting parish by parish and not really, right, you know, communicating or collaborating.
I would never get away with that, saying that, but you being an Anglican...
I can say that. Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes things aren't as good as they could be, and I think it's sometimes important to, you know, put your head above the parapet and say, come on guys, you know, let's aim for something better. And
in this journey, you finding that's a realization that, hey guys, this, we talk things up, but it could be better. There's a better pathway, there's a better future.
Yeah,
the realization of how things actually are.
Yeah, I think, you know, the different parts of the body are wonderful, and, you know, we need to listen to, you know, all the different parts. You know, sometimes we need to hear the parts that say things could be better, and sometimes those voices come from outside of the church as well. And
we
have to listen.
Fourth C.
So we've got conflict, competition, coexistence, communication. So communication is good, and churches have been, you know, getting better at communicating together. But there's even further we can go. Mm-hmm. There's cooperation,
mm-hmm,
and then the sweet spot is collaboration.
Okay.
And that's a whole new prayer, really. Lord, teach us to collaborate.
Mm.
And we were excited about some of the fruit and the stories of what God is doing when we do learn to collaborate.
Mm. Brilliant. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works, my special guest, Mark Cowling from Bolton, one of the boroughs of Manchester in the UK. You talked about the final stage or place of collaboration and what it looks like for the church to collaborate together. I mean, recently you're in one city, and just share a little bit about that conversation in Oldham.
In Oldham, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
amazing.
Yeah, one of the boroughs of Greater Manchester has about 200,000 to 300,000 people living there. And we did a bit of a survey and found that there were over 104 churches in that area of Greater Manchester.
So this is part of a tool that you've developed, and it's in early phase of city mapping.
Yeah, that's right. We wanted to be able to show where the churches were in our towns and cities, and not only where they were, but what they were delivering in the community.
Okay, so the audience is?
Well,
you're doing this not
twofold
to show the church. Yeah,
it's twofold. We want the churches to know what other churches are doing.
Yep, brilliant.
But we also want the civic and health organisations, and actually even beyond that, to know what the church is delivering in the community, so that we can start to have conversations about collaboration with a view to maximising our impact in our communities.
I mean, I'm just kind of remembering back right now that your mayor challenger, you guys could be a little bit more strategic and organized. So this is
it's from a great
that
response to that, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. And I think again on what Andy Burnham was saying to us is, you know, there are over 1,000 churches in Greater Manchester, and it's impossible for him to individually work with 1,000 churches. if we want to really collaborate, we need to get ourselves organized and be one organization with one phone number, you know, and one table to sit around. And so we've had to, you know, spend a couple of years actually developing an infrastructure, a network of networks, as we often call where we can actually do that. We can bring round the table now with the mayor a dozen leaders that represent the whole church from across the whole region. And that's powerful.
And so this tool, you've gone into mapping, you've located where all the churches are and what they're doing, what they're delivering.
Yeah, so again, civic leaders, you know, when we speak to them, say, when they look at who's coming into the hospitals, the issues the police are dealing with, issues in schools, they're saying to us, you know, the biggest priorities are food, the provision of food for people who do not have enough food to eat in our community, the issues of mental illness and supporting mental health, the issue of supporting families with children aged 0 to 25, and then finally also housing and homelessness is another issue. Those are the four priorities. And so we've you know, created a set of questions that look at the range of provision in each of those four themes. And then we can do a survey over the phone with our church leaders and collect that information and present it back in these geographical maps that actually show what the churches are doing and where it's happening. And that's been really powerful for starting collaborative conversations.
Right, because part of the next steps is, well, they're aware, well, you're aware, you become aware, suddenly the church becomes aware of a holistic, wow, there's a lot happening.
Yeah.
They're probably pleasantly surprised, I'd imagine, by some of the data that comes out.
Yeah, they get a bit scared at first because there's about 40 questions we ask and they find themselves saying no to a lot of these things.
Yeah.
And they get a bit worried that actually maybe they're not a very effective church. But then actually when we get them all together and we show them the map, we realize that together we're doing most things.
Beautiful.
And that's a beautiful picture of the body coming together.
That's brilliant, because we can be discouraged in what we're not with, oh, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. But when you pull the pieces of the body together, everyone's got a little different part to play and it begins to function. And so the civic sees that and then it becomes referral points for people.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I've been an Anglican minister of, you know, small churches and we can often think that we're weak and not able to be that significant. But actually, when we see ourselves as part of a network and we hear the strength that our civic and health leaders see in that, it's really empowering actually as a local church leader to think, you know, I'm part of something really significant. And we've been really encouraged by civic leaders saying, yeah, you know, you represent a reach into the community that no one else has, and you offer a set of gifts to the city and towns that is unique, not only in your faith but also in your time that you have for people, the ability you have to build a wraparound service for people and to travel with them over an extended period of time. See, our civic and our health services, even our education services, they don't work like that. They're not set up to work like that. And so the church has got a crucial role to play in the healing and the well-being the flourishing of people's lives in our communities.
Oh, I love that. Be more ambitious. So think bigger, go broader with one another.
Broader, wider, deeper. Yeah.
Broader, wider, deeper.
I can point you to a unity project in Trafford Borough in Greater Manchester called The Hideaway. It sees over 50,000 children every year that come through its educational play centre. And it's run by the churches in that area. One of the poorest areas in Greater Manchester. And, you know, the parenting courses and the engagement they have with parents is second to none. And the ability to help families, some of the poorest families in our community, overcome the challenges that they're facing. Huge, you know, variety of challenges, mental health, relationship breakdown, you know, poverty, financial problems. It is extraordinary to see a large project like that is so effective and so loved by the community.
Yeah, so the city's seeing, the civic seeing that, the community seeing that, and thinking this is exactly what we need.
Right.
This is going to put stability in children's lives and families. They'd probably want to replicate that everywhere, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and other boroughs in Greater Manchester have inquired. You know, shopping centres have come and approached the Hideaway and said, you know, we've got space, would you come and run that here? I think in a world of, you know, in this country, we're facing a lot of cuts after the pandemic and the cost of living crisis. For the church to be, you know, filling the gaps really is a big deal.
Final words for Newcastle audience, Australian audience, for the church, for believers. Mark.
Wow. Well, first of all, hello, because I used to live in Oz about 10 years ago. I had 4 wonderful years in Australia. We had our first child in Adelaide, which was, yeah, very precious to us. So hello, and it's amazing to be able to be speaking to you. And God bless you. May you persevere in the race that he's called you to run. And may you reach out as you seek the blessing of your city, of your town, of your neighborhood, and may you be equipped in knowing how to pray for your town in new ways, in bigger ways, and going with good help for people, good help that sees lives transformed. We're encouraged to see some really great positive narratives of what God is doing, and we believe that learning is to be shared across the church. And the networking is really key to sharing this good help that the church is asked to bless its communities with, not just social action, but faith community as well, Christian faith community as well. The church got a great role to play in our communities today.
Brilliant, Mark. Fantastic having you on the program, mate. It's great being with you. It's great witnessing, seeing everything that's emerging for the church and the church in the city in different places and spaces around your beautiful country. Wonderful having you on the program, mate.
Bless you. Thanks, Rick.
Hey, it's been great being with you. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. And that's where you can find us. We'd love you to connect you up. We'll connect you up with Mark and some of the things happening in the UK. I tell you, it's very encouraging. Great days ahead. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.